Amen. But before we introduce our guest speaker, we were in prayer here this morning, and I really felt impressed upon my heart for a young lady named Blessings. Would you come up here, honey? I'm going to ask my wife to come up, please. Come on, honey. And if you stand right here, babe. And we want to pray for you. For those of you who don't know, Pastor Malou and Pastor Naomi, this is their youngest, Blessings. And see, you're at the age, I can still tell your age as a woman. So she's 18 years old. Amen. Just graduated. She's, her and our Caleb's the same age. And Nicholas, their son, is the same age as our Micah. So when we were over there in, I forget, 2007, 2008, somewhere, 2010, I guess it was when Micah went. They were just little kids running around Africa, you know, so it was just, I got little pictures, I won't embarrass you with those photos. But we just had a marvelous time, and I say this with all sincerity, they are more than friends, they're family to us. You know, we've been at their place over there, they've been our place many times, her and her husband, you've heard the stories about our travels. But anyhow, this morning as we were praying, the Lord just really laid on my heart, and if you were here at the women's conference yesterday, you heard her speak the word of God. It was her first time ever speaking. Amen. And I tell you, that takes a little boldness to stand up here in front of 100 women and speak the word of God. And honey, that's just the beginning. And the Lord laid on my heart this morning as we were in prayer here that her name, Blessings, is prophetic, Mama. Mama Ruthie. She's going to be a blessings, plural, to the nations. God is going to use her for this generation. So I want you all to stand with us, and we're going to pray over her. Amen. And I'm going to ask my wife if she would pray first.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. We just thank you for our precious daughter. Lord, how you're raising her up to be about your business. Lord, I first want to say, I thank you for her foundation. I thank you for her mom and her dad. From when she first heard the word of the Lord. Through their teaching and upbringing, oh God.
Jesus.
And as Pastor mentioned, remember her as a little bitty thing hanging onto a chair. And she has grown up into this beautiful young woman.
Yes, Jesus.
But not only is she beautiful on the outside, you've blessed her with beauty on the inside.
Yes.
Lord God, you did not bring her this far to leave her. There is a work to be done.
Let her be a voice.
And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do as you're paving the pathway for her, Lord. And the youth today are just so wayward. So many of them. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. They try this, they try that. But I thank you for those that have a solid foundation. Those, Lord God, that will be instrumental for your kingdom, oh God. Use Blessings in a mighty way, Lord. She's only just begun. God, order her steps right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that she will be the mouthpiece for you, Lord God, and that many will come to you, Lord Jesus, because of this young woman. We pray, God, that you would just continue to wrap your loving arms around her, Lord, and that you would continue to birth your word inside of her in the name of Jesus, that she will speak your truth, that she will not get caught up in the mess of this world. That she will not get caught up in the youth of this world, Lord God, but that she will be a leader. And that many will say, what is it about you? Lord God, we just allow and pray that your anointing would rest, rule, and reign on blessings. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for our daughter, Father God, our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, I just echo my wife's prayer, Father, that you would keep a shield around her, Father God, and protect her, Father God. Lord, I pray that you would sear the truth of your word, Father God, in her heart and in her spirit, Father God, that she might never look to the right nor look to the left nor look behind, Father God, but that she might keep her eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Almighty God, Lord. Use her in a mighty way. Use her strongly, Father God. Father, for the step of faith that she even took yesterday, as we know that was a step of faith, Father. Lord, that you would just continue to light her path. Father God, continue to reveal your vision for her, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would give her the courage to step out on every promise that you've given her, Father God. Lord, bless my brother, Pastor Mshlope and Mom Ruti, Father God. Lord, that you would bless them. And Nicholas, Father God, just continue to bless their household, Father God. In the matchless holy name of Yeshua Jesus, we pray. Come on, Judah, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give our God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, if you come looking for a place of form and fashion or church as usual, honey, you're in the wrong house. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So praise God. I hope you're all stirred up. A lot of worship has already gone forth in song and ministry, and there's more coming. Amen. So Mam Ruti, as I affectionately call her, means pastor's wife or wife of a pastor, and her husband Maruti go way, way back, some 20 years. And we, as I said, we're more than friends. We're family, and we've traveled together, and they've been here in the U.S. Is it almost 3 years now? It would be 4 years. Wow, how time flies when you're living in Virginia, huh? They transported, well, Pastor Malu is from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and Mamruti is from South Africa. They met, lived, and we met them in South Africa. They transported here almost 4 years ago into Marion, Virginia, where we were blessed to be down there as a part of their conference back in August. The praise team went down. And so it's just an honor and a pleasure, a privilege to have her here to speak to us this morning. My sister is full of the Word of God, so open up your hearts, get ready to receive. All right, can you all stand up just one more time? Stretch your hands. Now I'm going to teach you a little Zulu here. Say, Mamruti, preach the Word. Come on, my sister. Come on, put your hands together and welcome her.
Bless you, bless you.
The presence of the Lord is just so heavy this morning. So heavy. I don't even know how to maneuver. But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, everything that I came here prepared, that he had laid down in my spirit, he shifted it this morning. He just shifted it this morning. But I just want to give him all the praise. I just want to give him all the glory. The psalmist says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been swallowed up alive. When evil men advance against me, they stumble and fall. When they advance against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. And that is why we have every reason to magnify the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he remains the same today, yesterday, and forever. He remains the same. There's no need for us to say we wish we were living in those days where Elijah, the prophet, and all Moses, everybody that saw his glory, we cannot long for that. But my soul longeth for you on a daily basis because your mercies are new every morning. We worship you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. I just want to thank him, and give him the glory this morning. He's forever glorious. I don't know if you'll be able to pull up Psalm 136. New King James Version. I just keep on hearing in my spirit, for the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Especially when Judah Ministry, when Yvonne was telling us that this is your 12th year anniversary in the ministry, it can only be the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Nothing else but the goodness of Jehovah. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you, Muruti and Mamuruti Dala. Thank you so much for your resilience, your persistence. I know it's not always easy. When people see all this, it did not start from this. Hallelujah. That is what the Bible says, that despise not the days, hallelujah, of small beginnings. You might feel like where you are right now, it seems like it's insignificant, but don't despise it. Just like Paul was commending Timothy, that do not let anyone look down on you just because you are young. Don't let anyone despise you. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. When he says you can do it, says, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Yes, I can. All things. Hallelujah. Through Christ. For he is the Lord who calls things that be not as though they are. He's the God who raises the dead. Hallelujah. Back to life. He told Ezekiel that prophesy to the dry bones. You need to always, like my sister was saying yesterday, look yourself on the mirror. Prophesy. If ever the enemy told you that you are dry bones, prophesy life. And as you keep on prophesying, the Lord is going to put his breath upon those dry bones. It looks like they are scattered. It looks like you are all over. Your mind is that side. Your emotions are there. You know, you can't even put a finger on what is happening in your life. But the Bible says, keep on prophesying. The sinews, whatever, they will come together. God will jointly put them together in a perfect way. As you keep on prophesying and trusting and believing in his word, prophesy, for the Lord is good and his mercies endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to Psalm 136. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Can you work with me here? What does it say? For the Lord is good. His mercies endure forever. Can you say that again? Say it louder. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You know what happened when the early church was doing that? When they were in one accord, praising and worshiping God. Just like my sister, you've got it. You know it. You understood. You really understand how they were doing it. But as we do it corporately, chains are beginning to fall. As we do it corporately, you have no idea, like I said yesterday, even right now, as we continue to worship God together, don't wait for the altar call. Receive your portion. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your miracle. Hallelujah. As we worship him, he is releasing all that you need right now. Hallelujah. For he is good. Why would he do it for you? Just because he is good. Just because his mercies are from everlasting to everlasting. The reason why you're still breathing is because he is good. And his mercies are from everlasting to everlasting. You need to just keep delighting yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Verse 2, he says, oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. His word is a final word. Hallelujah. When he speaks, it is final. Hallelujah. He's not a man. He never lies. Hallelujah. And I love the way the verse that says, when he acts, who can reverse out of his hand? He opens doors that no one can shut. He shut doors that no one can open. If he has shut that door, don't go back and open it again. Don't feel like there's no hope again. Because it is because he's opening up a new, better, best, better door for you. Hallelujah. Leave that closed door behind and move on and fix your eyes on Jesus. How am I going to do that? The Holy Spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, give thanks, I'm on verse 4, to the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 4, it says, to him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. He always does great wonders. Hallelujah. He's always doing beyond and above all that we can think or imagine or ask, according to his riches and glory, because he is El Shaddai. He is the God of more than enough. You can never outdo God. He is the cup that won't run dry. This world will never satisfy you, but Jesus is a cup that won't run dry. The Samaritan woman, she understood this concept better. Hallelujah. She ran and told people that, come, just like my sister was saying, come and see the man who told me everything that I've done. Come, hallelujah. Come and drink from him, and rivers of living waters will come out of your belly. Hallelujah. You shall be a spring. Hallelujah. To many in here in Pittsburgh. Hallelujah. You will do great wonders through the ministry. Hallelujah. As long as you keep on praising him and keep on, oh yes, acknowledging his goodness, his tender mercies forever and ever. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, to him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. Joshua understood that the sun, the creation, they know the voice of God. That is why he understood that as an ambassador of the kingdom, he has authority. He can tell the moon and the sun and the stars that you stop right now. Until I gain my victory, until I gain my breakthrough, you have that authority. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. Release it. Release it this morning. Speak life to your family. Speak life to this ministry. Speak life to your health. Speak life to your finances. Hallelujah. For it is him. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Who made the sun, oh yes, and the moon to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. 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 When you understand that his mercy endures forever, when you understand the God that you are serving, how powerful he is, you will take charge, you will take control of everything that is surrounding you. Hallelujah. And you will not walk by sight, because sometimes you speak to things and it appears as if nothing is happening. The same way when Jesus cast the fig tree, and when the disciples were walking with him, they were like, is he speaking to himself? Maybe something is not working right in his mind. But when they came back, they were like, oh, Jesus, look at the fig tree that you cast. Let me tell you something. Those things that you have been saying over and over again, just like God told Daniel that from the first day you opened your mouth, an answer was already given. It's just that there was a warfare in the spiritual realm. But we thank God that everything has been put under the feet of Jesus Christ. All dominion, all power, all authority under the feet of Jesus Christ. That is why you need to keep on calling Jesus and say, Jesus, Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry. Jesus, your name is my strong tower. Let no anyone stop you from calling upon the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful. The name of Jesus is powerful to save you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, Father. We give you the praise. I'm going to skip the other scriptures, but I'm going to go straight to verse 23. And then he says, who remembered us in our lowly state? For his mercy endures forever. God remembers you. Wherever situation, whatever state you are, God remembers you. God still sees you. God still cares, for his mercies endures forever. Don't lose hope. Don't give up too soon. His mercies endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is good, and his mercy, the Bible says, whose report will you believe? Let he who has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. The Lord still has plans for you. Plans that are for good. Plans that are not for evil. Plans that are not meant to harm you, but plans that are that will bring you to an expected end. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, it says, call unto me and I will show you. If you don't know what's your next step, if you don't know what's your next move, if you don't know which direction, when you're waking up, you're like, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Call unto me and I will show you great and unsearchable things. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the people who know their God, they shall be great. Even in times like this, they shall be great and do exploits. Hallelujah. The people who know their God, you need to understand who you are serving. Hallelujah. It is your season to stretch forth to the right, to the left. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, sing, O barren woman. Barrenness symbolizes unproductiveness. It's as if you are stuck. You don't know where you are where you are going. But the Bible says, in that condition, praise, sing, shout. Hallelujah. For many are the children of a desolate woman. Hallelujah. The Bible says that spare not, stretch forth, lengthen your cords. Hallelujah. For you shall stretch to the left and to the right. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that even during the time of famine, even during the time where people are saying there's inflation, it is rising, it is going on down, but the Bible says that you shall eat and be glad and praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. We praise him. We praise him. The reason why you are still alive, it is because his mercies are good and his mercies endure forever. He is good. Hallelujah. The Bible says he remembered us in our lowly state. And verse 24, and he rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. He has rescued me. I don't know about you. His hand has been powerful enough to rescue me. I remember when we were coming here in 2018, when we were coming to relocate, not when we brought the children. You know, something strange happened. We were on a plane in London, and then all of a sudden, when we got out of the plane, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't walk. Blessings had to rush and ask if they can bring a wheelchair for me. And the enemy was just trying to stop our destination, because we are in London, not yet in America. And this lady, I asked her, she was like, would you mind if we take you to the hospital? I say, I don't mind, but I just need to know that if you take me there, will I be able to reconnect? Do you know my flight to go to USA? And she's like, I cannot guarantee that. And I'm like, Father, I don't believe you've brought me this far to leave me. And you know, somehow she's like, okay, it's okay. If you don't mind, they can still push you and you go in and wait for your next flight. And I thank God, on the next flight, the gentleman that was pushing me on the wheelchair, he said to me, don't tell them that you are losing your breath. Because if you tell them, they're not going to allow you to get to the next flight. Just tell them that there's some kind of complications in your body. And I thank God, I'm like, that's an angel. Because I was going to tell them that I've got shortness of breath. But he said, don't do that. And then we got into the next plane to the U.S. When we were about to land on a plane to the U.S., all of a sudden, I began again to lose breath and I became unconscious. And then our coming out of that flight, we came out with an ambulance. They took me straight to the hospital. And my husband, when he thought that he was coming to pick us up from the airport, Nicholas had to tell him that, no, my mom, she can't say anything. She's gone. And all of a sudden, the doctor that was administering to me, he was like, I've got bad news for you. I said, what's the bad news? He's like, you've got blood clots all over your lungs. And when he said you're going to die, I could feel his spirit. He's like, you're gonna die. Immediately when he said that, I said to him, I looked him straight in the eye. I said, I'm going to leave. The God that I serve, you have no idea what he's incapable of doing. The moment I said that, he left the room. He left the room, and I could tell that that was the enemy. Whose report are you going to believe? Ah, hallelujah. Our God is a saving God. He's the God who does great miracles. He's the God who's able to do beyond and above. Hallelujah. I don't know what you have been told this morning, but the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Whatever situation that you have been told that it is completely impossible. I remember that, you know, I felt in my spirit that if I could have agreed with what that doctor had told me, it was going to be over for me. I wouldn't be here this morning. But because the snare of the fowler has been broken, I am here. And I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his power. I thank him so, so much. Hallelujah. For he is faithful. And today, through my mouth, he is speaking to you. He's showing you his love. And like I said yesterday, I want to tell you, I want to assure you that God has been working even in this place. And I don't know whether it will take God for you to take a woman from South Africa to come here for you to be able to hear what he's saying. The man of God has been saying it. The children ministry have been proclaiming it. What? Everything that needed to be done, it has already been done. Are you going to wait for God to do the extraordinary? He has already done it because he is good. His mercies endure forever. I said, Lord, if you can only spare my life, I will do whatever you want me to do. And I'm here today because he wants me to remind you of his goodness. He wants me, when the enemy thought that I won't be able to open my mouth, this time I've got a double portion. I did not only bring me, he brought me and my daughter to say, yes, he can. Yes, he's still doing it. Yes, he's still doing it. All that you need to do is grab and take hold of everything that God has put in front of you. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Can we stand on our feet? He deserves better than that. Give him all the praise. Give him all the worship. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and worship him in your own way. In your own ways. I don't know what voices have been whispering into your ears, telling you lies that God does not love you anymore. But I want to tell you, he is good. His mercies endure forever. That is why the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Anything that you need this morning, you need deliverance, you need breakthrough, you need whatever, come running. Come if you need anything from the Lord this morning. I just want to encourage you. Like I said, what will it take you for you to believe that he is good? What will it take you? Do you want command him to stop the sun and the moon and the stars, that's when he will say, yes, I believe. It will be too late. I told you that they have been proclaiming it. They have been praying. Where the presence of the Lord is, he shows up. Hallelujah. Where his praises are, he shows up. Everything that you need, that healing, that deliverance, we're breaking every curse this morning. We're breaking bondages. We set you free. Not in our own power. Not in our own strength. We don't have that ability. But we say in the name of Jesus, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Take up your bed. Walk. Rise up. Rise up. This is your season to walk. Rise up. You can do it.